Hi everyone, Drew Prode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast. Today, I have another Big Idea of the Week episode for you on the topic of boundaries, limits, constraints, walls. You know, some people hear these words and they cringe. I hear these words and I get excited. So I want to share with you a quick thought on the topic of constraints and how constraints can create creativity. Constraints build creativity. So here's a short reminder on this exact topic. You know, without some limits, some boundaries, it's hard to remain grounded in our life. This is the power of structure and discipline. Without some constraints, some boundaries in our own life, in our own lifestyle, it can be hard to truly grow and focus. Freedom is a beautiful thing. We live in a beautiful country that was founded on freedom. And I'm not talking about national freedom. I'm talking about personal freedom. Freedom is a beautiful thing. And it's also possible to get lost in freedom too. When we can do anything at any time, anywhere, it's hard to really decide what to do and what to put our love and attention on. I read a really interesting essay a couple years on this topic. I want to share this with you. It was a blogger who was explaining why he decided to cut off his internet access at home. Okay, just hear me out. It's a little crazy, but hear me out. Here's the gist. He wasn't happy with his productivity. He didn't feel like he was honoring his time when he was on the internet. So he killed his Wi-Fi at home. And now when he wants to get work done, he has to go to a coffee shop or a library. This was a couple years ago, pre-COVID. Probably has his internet back now. So he cut off his internet at home. And when he wants to get work done, he has to go to a coffee shop or a library. Now every hour counts. No more messing around and no more overworking. When he's working, he's working. When he's intentional, he's intentional. When he's not, he's on to other topics. He's doing his hobbies, his personal life, whatever it might be. Now, I don't plan on cutting off my Wi-Fi anytime soon at home, but I love the intention behind his reasoning. Instead of trying to do more and be more, which is what our society often pushes for, he opted for less. You know, less can be incredibly powerful and it can be very intentional when we use it. Our society, again, tends to rely on doing more, being more, doing more, living more, having more. And yet sometimes less is exactly what we need when it comes to focusing our intention. And this comes to the central big idea of this short reminder for this episode, which is constraints build creativity. Constraints can cause you to be way more creative than you could be if you were in the unbounded, no walls, no boundaries, no discipline world where we can get lost in our freedom. So here are a few constraints that I've played with over the last 10 plus years of me living my life at different times. Number one, not spending money on the weekend to become more mindful about my beliefs about money and my patterns. That was something I did in college. In university, as I was getting ready to drop out of school and I was building my business, I saw I wasn't managing money as well. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do something for a couple months. I'm not going to spend money on weekends. I'll still hang out with people, other things like that, but I just won't spend money on weekends. Obviously, a lot easier to do when you're in college versus when somebody's married or has a family, but you get the idea. You can play with that version yourself. I've seen other friends do a no eating out challenge, for an entire month. COVID is a great opportunity to do that time since most of us are spending a lot more time at home. Anyway, number two, here's another constraint that I played with. Only watching TV or movies when I'm flying or traveling to become more mindful about my time. Number three, here's another constraint. Not taking on new projects to practice honoring my current commitments. You know, we see these memes sometimes, or we hear these phrases, say yes to everything, say yes, and just let the opportunity unfold with you. Well, sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the time and place in our life, especially when we're trying to double down on a goal that's very important to us, the answer might be no. It might be to practice saying no, and you can do that in a really beautiful and honoring way. Hey, I'm busy right now, focused on a few other things, and I don't want to lose my focus on them. I'm going to have to decline on this right now. People are, for the most part, very understanding, and if they're not, that's okay. That's their thing to work with. Here's another example of a constraint. Working on Sundays, but not Mondays, to become better at planning and delegating. This is something that I did as an entrepreneur because I'd always have this sort of angst on Sunday evening before, you know, Monday started. And I would hang out the whole weekend, chat with friends, do different sorts of activities. And Sunday night would come and I'd feel like, oh, I'm dreading Monday. And yet I wanted this life. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I want to do these things. So I started working on Sunday and telling my team that, hey, listen, I'm not going to work on Monday. Just something I was playing with, something that I was trying out to see what I learned from it. And that's the larger point here, is that constraints aren't something that you do forever. Constraints are some things that you do for a period of time to learn a lesson, to get an insight, to get something out of it, to get the creativity out of it. Because again, constraints build creativity. Here's another example. Avoiding all social media, especially surfing news feeds, unless I had something meaningful to post. Sometimes people cancel social media and they turn it off on all their devices. That's great. And because I like keeping in touch with people and seeing what they have to say, I'd like to toss out another challenge for some of those folks. That challenge would be, go on social media when you have something to post. I want to see your life. I want to hear about your family, your friends, your kids, whatever it is, the food that you're eating. I actually enjoy that stuff, and a lot of other people enjoy that too. So that's another challenge you can try. Don't open the apps unless you're going to post something that's going to add value to people. Here's another one. Prior to me being engaged and prior to me being in the relationship that I'm in right now, I didn't date for a period of time to notice relationship patterns that I was playing and that I was replaying. That's another constraint that I put on. You know, constraints are like hats. You try them on and it's a different outfit. Or even a better analogy is they're like sunglasses. You put them on and you see the world with a different point of view. You sacrifice one thing to see something else and become a higher, more whole, more true person of who you really are inside. The key words are, again, played with, right? These are constraints that I played with. You play with them. You play with the constraint as long as it served you. Once you've either learned the lesson or it stopped serving you, you let it go and you move on to the next thing. In this world of more, in this world of doing more, in this world of adding more, take a step back and ask yourself, could you benefit from less? Could you benefit from boundaries? Could you benefit from limits? Could you benefit from constraints? That's today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Sometimes they're longer, sometimes they're shorter. If you like this episode, text me, 302-200-5643. That's 302-200-5643. See you next week.